right over there, right in front of me. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's also, I've been told, credible sources tell me he's also from the country of Canada. Is that true or false, Harlan Williams?
True.
First of all, you had a chance to take a look at my car.
Yeah, I got some bad news because I'm installing windows for $98 next door. So get on that schedule.
Glad to have you here. Harlan Williams, of course, in town. He's performing at Wise Guys West Valley City. You know him from multiple movies. Rocket Man. There's Something About Mary, Dumb and Dumber. Hey, they're doing a Dumb and Dumber 2. Are you going to be in that?
No, I had a little small part in the first one, so I'm not in part 2. But I'm just glad Jim Carrey's back to doing the wacky movies that he was born to do.
Do you feel like he went too serious there for a while?
Yeah, I think he did. But that's part of the journey of an artist, you know. And, Rob, it's hard because you look at a guy like Robin Williams, God bless his soul. You know, he was known for his wacky comedy, and then next thing you know, he's doing Dead Poets Society, and he's doing Good Will Hunting, and he wins an Oscar. So I think a lot of comedic actors might look at that and go, wow, I'd like to get to that level. I can already do comedy, but, man, if I could win an Oscar for drama. And so I think a lot of that might have, you know, been something that Jim was pursuing. Who knows? But I just think he's too insane. He's got to do the wacky comedy. So.
What are your expectations for the movie? What are you hearing about it? Look, Jim Carrey, to me, my favorite Jim Carrey movie was a comedy with a lot of drama, hands down, The Cable Guy. I think that was a great movie.
That was a great movie. That was very underrated. You know, if you go back and look at that again, now that all the Jim Carrey hype has died down from back in those days, it's a great character study. Like, he really committed with he had the lisp going, and mm-hmm. he's really kind of creepy but funny at the same time, which is a hard thing to do. So I'm with you, man. That's a great film, Cable Guy.
His name is Harlan Williams. He's a comedian performing at Wise Guys tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
A lot of my listeners are texting me going, dude, I loved him. Every time you're on Conan, it is so memorable.
Yeah.
Did you know Conan before he got his show?
No, I didn't know him. But, once he used to have me on the show in New York, and it was a little difficult because we didn't really get each other. And then I kept going back, and eventually it just clicked. And so for the last, 8-9 years, every time we get on TV together, it's like magic. We just have a blast.
Well, tell the people what it's like to perform and be on the radio at a Technoglass. It's got to be exciting for you. You've done so much with your career. For your chance to be at a Technoglass, and Sandy, talk about that a little bit.
It's great. Normally for lunch, I try to hit Golden Corral or Arby's, and today it was great. The wonderful people here let me lick a dragonfly off a window, and just delicious. I didn't know they tasted so good. Unbelievable. And a grasshopper, what a delicious treat. It's like a Golden Corral with bugs. Yeah. It's just like...
Football, are you digging what's happening? Are you an NFL guy? Do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
I know you're Canadian. Yeah, I know you enjoy hockey.
Hockey's my thing, man. I love hockey. I like to work in Vegas a lot, and right now I'm doing a show in Vegas called Nudes on Ice. Gump Worsley, Gordie Howe, Gretzky, Mark Messier, we all skate around naked. I'm the only one with any. I wear goalie pads, but that's it. Yeah. It's really, you got to get to Nudes on Ice in Vegas. You're sitting there going, is he telling the truth?
You know what? Knowing you, I've known you for a while, I would say that's a slight possibility.
I have a great hockey. Are you a hockey guy?
Yeah.
I have a great hockey story. It's kind of tragic, but it's kind of fun, too. It's like when I was a kid, my dad was a politician. So I lived up in Canada. So my dad got a lot of free tickets to stuff and got invited to, cool stuff. So my dad got invited to a Toronto Maple Leafs game. This is the days of Mihaljevic and Dave Keon and all those guys, and Norm Ullman, all those guys on the team. And my dad got invited into the locker room afterwards, and Bob Pulford gave my dad his stick. It had his name stamped on it. And every player on the Toronto Maple Leafs signed the hockey stick with a ballpoint pen.
Mm-hmm.
My dad brought it home, gave it to me, because he wasn't a super hockey guy. And I took it out in the snow and played street hockey with it, wore the blade down, and erased about 75% of all the names just because of my wet hands mm-hmm. in the snow. And I thought if I had kept that hockey stick, I would be living probably next to Donald Trump right now.
But instead?
Instead, I've got like about eight signatures, and the blade looks like, you know, somebody beat a water buffalo with it.
Hey, now there's a lot of comedians that play. I've been told there's like a hockey league in L.A. Are you involved in that at all?
Yeah, I play a lot of hockey in L.A. I've never been on the celebrity league because it's people like Jason Priestley and Canoe Reeves or whatever his name is, Jerry Bruckheimer, my buddy Michael Rosenbaum. It's all celebrities, and my team is like guys who drive forklifts, work at Frito-Lay, you know, stock the shelves at Home Depot. I just like playing with regular old dudes.
But do you play on a regular basis?
Yeah, I've been playing for years. Yeah.
His name is Harlan Williams. He plays soccer. He plays hockey, excuse me.
Wait,
I don't
what?
Know. I was talking about there's soccer fields right over there. We have a big soccer team here, RSL.
I think you've been hailing some of that inside the car, new car smell.
New car smell is what I went with. There are other flavors if you want, though. What flavors do you have? You have, I saw there's cinnamon. We talked about that earlier. There's also pineapple. What other flavors are there?
Have you tried the new one, Kenny G's Underpants? That one's a winner. You'll lose your virginity to that one. Yeah. Kenny G's Underpants.
His name is Harlan Williams. We are broadcasting live at Technoglass. Come on out, Technoglass in Sandy. We've got Harlan Williams, comedian and actor. You took a good look at my car, Harlan Williams. You were blown away.
You should have. Look, I told you, I'm doing the same thing for $98 behind Arby's. So you should have come over to me. It's a dollar cheaper, and I put cheese sauce on your roof. Now let's talk about this new car scent stuff. We got coconut and vanilla.
Okay.
Do you want to be attacked by a bear? I mean, what the hell? What the hell is that going by? A salad bar? Now there's this other one, new car scent. Mm-hmm. And it's in a spray bottle.
Right.
I think, do they have new girlfriend scent? Because my girlfriend is getting old. I would love to upgrade her. Do they have any of that? Come here, baby. It's like spraying Pam. Although I wouldn't want to slide off of her. Oh, now.
Yeah, look at that. They even have, I don't know what this is.
Black ice. That's racist. That's just racist. Put that away. Put that away. I don't see white ice anywhere. Do you?
Nope, I don't.
Do you see Asian ice anywhere?
I don't see it.
Black ice. Wrong.
Come on out to Technoglass. We're going to be here for a few more minutes. We're broadcasting live here at 1 o'clock. Take advantage of their special, 801-562-2200. Technoglass, all up and down the Wasatch Front. 20 locations.
And I got to say, your window looks amazing.
Thank you.
Your window, and I'm sticking to the window part because the rest of the, I mean, is it really when you have a, what is it you drive, a neon?
No.
What do you got?
It's a Ford Fiesta.
Okay. When a dragonfly hits your car at 60 miles an hour and splits your engine block, it's time to upgrade. You'd be better off in a smart car.
Now you've known me for a long time.
Yes.
So, but you didn't know what kind of car I drove. When you saw that and you know me, were you surprised or were you thought that's pretty much?
Disappointed.
Really?
Yeah. I picture you in like a big-ass pickup truck.
Yeah.
With like the suspension raised up.
Right.
You know, like a bumper sticker of a severed elk's head on the back, you know, like, because you're a dude. You're like a manly dude. You know, you got stubble and stuff. You're like a dude. I want to see a hockey stick in the back of your pickup, you know.
So the Ford Fiesta's not getting it done.
Fiesta. It sounds like a drink at a gay bar. I'll have another Fiesta, please. And you can spray it with black ice.
His name is Harlan Williams. Check him out tonight and tomorrow night at Wise Guys West Valley City. I will be there. Harlan, you've been in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
You're always busy. You're always moving. You're always shucking. You're always jiving. What is next for you?
Shucking? Isn't that what you do with oysters?
You also do that with corn.
That's right.
And a husk.
That's husking.
Okay. You're right.
Oh, you can shuck corn. That's right. But don't you also shuck oysters?
I don't know. I don't need
shucks.
Seafood.
I don't even know anymore.
What do you have brewing?
I'm doing my podcast, The Harlan Highway, twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, and I'm creating a new app that will be available in about a month called Fallopio. It's an action shooting game where Fallopio runs through a fallopian tube and prevents bad sperms from getting to the egg.
Is this real?
This is real. Yeah.
How do you know how to do all this kind of stuff? Because you I've seen some of the work you've done. You draw, right?
Yeah, I like to do artistic stuff. I just hire people that know how to do this stuff.
No.
Yeah.
You do it.
Well, I can't technically make an app. I'm working with some app makers. But if you want to see a little sneak peek of Fallopio, go on YouTube and type in Harlan Williams Fallopio cartoon, and we have a little you can see a little sample of Fallopio in action.
His name is Harlan Williams. You saw him on There's Something About Mary, Dumb and Dumber, all kinds of movies. Your favorite role, if you look back, you know, let's say it all ended today, what would it be? You go, you know what, this was pretty cool. This
I
was
enjoyed
it.
Being in the movie Half-Baked. It was a lot of fun, but I'd have to say Rocket Man was a Disney movie I did. Was amazing because it was big budget, and I got to be the star of the movie, and it was really funny, and they let me rewrite the script, and so it was a blast. I got to work with a monkey. Come on. It's like you're working with one right now, right? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm not thinking that
you're
at
like,
all.
I'm working with a monkey right now. Williams is a monkey.
So you're saying your highlight would be doing the movie Rocket Man, where you starred in that movie. Will there be a sequel? Is that possible?
I don't know. You never know. Will your windshield crack again?
Probably.
So there you go.
So I say there will be. What you're telling me right now, you're breaking this news right now, there will be a Rocket Man 2.
Will you excuse me? I need to spray some coconut on my man parts.
His name is Harlan Williams. Check him out tonight and tomorrow night at Wise Guys in West Valley City. Thank you, Harlan, so much for being on the show.
Thank you, buddy.
I'll see you out there tonight.
Yes.